Women's World Hang Gliding Championship in Florida. Towed up over the clouds by a microlight, the German team uses the last training day before the start of the competition. The Florida Peninsula is formed from coral reefs which have been built over millions of years. It has no hills or mountains to fly from. Therefore, specially constructed microlight aircraft needs to be used to tow the gliders into the skies. After releasing the tow line, it is up to the pilot to find sufficient upwinds to stay airborne. Thousands of lakes and strong hot sunshine create excellent thermal flying conditions. The German women's team are competing in Florida to defend their previous world championship titles. 2 years ago in Austria, the women's team received their fifth set of gold medals and team member Corinna Schwiegershausen won her second world champion title. The conditions in Florida are very different to those in the Alps. A big advantage for the American pilots who live here and are used to them. In the wide grasslands of central Florida, hundreds of private airfields have been created. This is also the case with the competition site Quest Air, about an hour's drive to the west of Orlando. Next to the landing strip is a small picturesque lake where several teams have pitched their tents and set up their headquarters. During training, the German team found it difficult to adapt to the conditions in Florida. Most of the pilots are experienced alpine flyers. Our girls don't have much flatland flying experience. Therefore, the chances are well distributed between Americans, Germans and probably Russians. It's going to be difficult here, especially if the wind is always as strong as it was today. On one day you get up nice and high, the next you go down real quick. But that might all change during 10 days competing. I'm pretty hopeful. Meanwhile, I've gathered many good experiences. Sibylle, you know mountain and flatland flying. Where is it nicer to fly? Well, both have their pros and cons. The mountains are certainly a lot nicer to look at, but flatland flying is easier, because there are no dangerous lee or valley winds to avoid. Technically, the conditions here should be easier to master. Some live bluegrass music sets the scene for the opening ceremony of the World Championship. Next morning, hang gliders are gently rolled to the launch strip by their pilots. Due to strong winds, the task setting team decides on a 110-kilometer race to goal for today. The tow pilots wait coolly for the competition to begin. Perhaps the American team benefits from its home advantage.
Well, I sure hope so. Sometimes it's not always the case, but we're all hoping that it is. A lot of the girls have been practicing here a bunch, and so we're looking to do well.
Beside aerodynamically shaped harnesses and helmets, satellite navigation instruments have become standard for all team members. This is a multi-purpose instrument. It shows me a lot of different information. Firstly, the rate at which I am climbing or sinking. Then it leads me on my track to goal. And lastly, it records my flight for scoring by the meet director. a few minutes to go before takeoff. The pilots check their equipment one last time and join the launch queue. As soon as the race is started, all preparations must be completed. 8 microlight tugs and the experienced Questair team are going to tow all competitors into the air in no time.
You're locked and loaded, your lines are straight. Glider looks good. Instruments good, VG good.
After releasing the tow line, the pilots try to gain as much height as possible by circling the thermals to gain a comfortable start position. At 1 o'clock the race is started. The fastest pilot to reach goal is the day winner and receives the most points. If no one manages to reach goal, then the longest distance flown wins the day. The conditions are not as good as forecasted, and only 4 pilots manage to reach goal by the evening. Under them is Corinna Schwiegershausen, whose chances of gaining the title are looking good. However, the Americans take the lead in the team scoring. Strong winds and broken up thermals forced several pilots to land early today. Rosie Brahms from the German team is not content with the performance, but reckons that women's hang gliding is progressing. In my opinion, the women have improved a lot. They are flying a lot more professionally than before. There are more male pilots, but the women are catching up rapidly. Florida is known for its differing vegetation and animal diversity. On the campsite near the lake, pilots feel as if they are on holiday. However, not all pilots are impressed by the scenery. There are just too many swamps here for my taste. Yesterday, for example, I didn't want to risk flying over the last 8 kilometers to reach goal, because below me I saw trees, swamps and alligators. Monique's fears are not ungrounded. Just a few days before, 3 women had been killed by alligators. The animals live freely in the swamps and are protected species. Normally they avoid all human contact, but this is the breeding season. Alligators react very aggressively to disturbances. To calm the pilots, a famous biologist has been invited.
Real good. This little animal right here, if it's a male, could grow up to be 14 feet long and weigh 800 pounds. An alligator that size has a crushing power of about 3,000 pounds per square inch. We measure tip of tooth pressure at over 7,000 pounds per square inch. Come on out of here. You're only seeing part of him. That's an old alligator right here. Isn't that cool? First thing I want y'all to notice is there's tape on this animal's mouth. That tape is on there for 2 very important reasons. First, it's an alligator, not a pet. It'll bite. It'll bite real hard. We don't want to get bit. We don't want you to get bit. I don't want to get bit. The second reason that tape is on there, and it's as important as the first, this might be a female. This is the only way we can keep the mouth shut. Now,
The demonstration seems to be a great success. Sybil and Rosie are soon making friends with the alligator. Day 4 of the World Championship. Corinna Schwiegershausen has taken the lead in the competition, but local hero Curry Castle remains close behind. The Americans are still leading the team ranking, followed by Germany and Russia. The task set for today is a 105-kilometer triangle course, unfortunately too big for most pilots. Hyrule, have you heard any news from our girls? Yes, they are still in the air. Well, two or three are still airborne. The last I heard over the radio was near second turn point. Right now they ought to be approaching the third. After second turn point, only a few pilots are still airborne. Corinna must try to keep her rival Carrie in view and not let her gain an advantage. Okay, Corinna, ground wind westerly, 5 kilometers per hour. Your current position?
19
kilometers from goal, up at 1,700 meters, together with Carrie. Corinna and Carrie are probably about 5 kilometers away from us now. What a great duel! Corinna and Carrie enter the goal corridor together in an exciting finish. Suddenly, a green hang glider arrives at the landing field from a different direction. The Russian pilot Natalia Kamlova surprises everyone. She is the today's winner. Curry Castle and Corinna Schwiegershausen are the next two pilots to land. They both have the same design of hang glider and are difficult to tell apart when in the air.
Hey, Curry, this is again very narrow.
Close call.
You and Corinna, you will make the suspense here, isn't it?
Well, Natalia won.
Natalia won.
Yeah. Francoise, woohoo! Because they flew good.
Natalia, you are the day winner.
Yeah.
fastest girl today.
Not fast, but first.
But first.
Yes, I feel like a lazy alligator.
No, but the other end too, isn't it? When you are lazy alligator.
Because I flew on all time, I flew very, very long. And all time I have a problem with altitude and need turn and wait.
Since Corinna needed only a few minutes more than Natalia, she remains in the lead. Corinna, how long did it take to reach goal today? Well, I started at 12:15 and it's now a quarter to six, though that makes 5.5 hour flying today. The start window was open at 1 o'clock, so the race times are 45 minutes less. That was a long, hard day flying, not quite as easy as we expected. The Russian team relaxes romantically from this successful day.
Now the temperatures, what happens?
Weather briefing on the final competition day.
5,500 feet, there's a slight inversion.
The task for today is a 97-kilometer race to a private airstrip. The American women's team is still in the lead, closely followed by Germany. And there isn't much time left to catch them up.
You may not make it to cloud base. at 2 p.m.
Corinna Schwiegershausen still has her short lead over rival Carrie Castle. The task from today will be the final decision. I am a little nervous, but not more than at the start of every competition or task. I try to keep an eye on all the others, to fly together with them and watch what they are all doing, and hopefully arrive at goal with them. Corinna Schwiegershausen and Carrie Castle prepare to start together. From now on, neither of them wants to lose sight of the other.
I need a new cone.
Carrie starts first. A spot of bad luck, the tow rope breaks. For the first time, Carrie shows strained nerves. Corinna works her way through the star checks and doesn't let herself be disturbed by the stress around her.
Yeah? Okay.
Hi Rudel, we can see all the pilots thermaling, but no one is leaving. Why not? It's just before the race starts. Everyone is trying to find a good position for departing to the north. The German team arranged their strategy over the radio. Together they fly off towards the goal. The team leader follows the pilots in a car and provides them with tactical tips over the radio. Corinna from Rudel, position. 63 kilometers out, all on my own. After 63 kilometers, Corinna has left all pilots behind her. As far as she can see, there are no other competitors in sight. A couple of kilometers behind her, Monique and Rosie from the German team are still going well. New hope for the team ranking. The team manager drives on towards goal. Monique and Rosie have now gone down and landed. Hi Corinna, position and height. 14 kilometers to go, 1000 meters of height. Okay, super, I'm close to goal now. Corinna is going well. Only 14 kilometers to get to goal. Nevertheless, team leader Rudel is worried that the lift is fading out. That aside, he can't find the entrance of the airfield.
So must be over there.
It is right over there, but I don't know how to turn in to get there. I've been all the way around.
You were all the way around?
The landing strip is hidden somewhere behind these trees and fences. Rudelberger tries to enter via neighborhood's property.
So
in the middle of nowhere, crazy. Hello Rudel, has anyone reached goal? I'm just circling around goal, no entrance. All of a sudden, Rudel finds himself in the middle of the airfield. A small plane has just landed. Rudel, are you sure we are at the right place? Yes, even if we are all alone. No one has reached goal yet, and Corinna is about 10 kilometers away and 1,000 meters up. She can make it. And the pilot is not angry? Well, I hope he won't get upset or see us like criminals.
And they have this as a goal here. Did you know that?
As a goal?
Yeah.
This?
Your airstrip is a goal for the gliders. This is Rudel from Germany.
Hi.
I'm Charlie from Germany.
Hi. So, planes are any difficulties, maybe you call them. They are the...
Hi Rudel, how's the wind? Still 10, coming from the west. Corinna is on final glide.
Corinna,
What an outstanding performance. No one else has made goal today.
Corinna, in goal.
Corinna, at goal. Congratulations, I'm quite out of breath.
Good lunch.
Thank you.
So am I. That was a crazy final. First 50 meters too high, then too low. What a tricky and narrow showdown.
This is the owner, Corinna. This is the owner, Corinna Schwiegershaus.
Wie geht's?
Oh, danke. Sehr gut. Very good. Thanks a lot.
My name's Steve, and I'm a musician. I go to Germany a lot, and looking forward to... Well, we're going back in a few weeks.
Steve, you are a musician, yeah. From a band we know.
Yeah, I play with Deep Purple.
Steve Morse is one of the best guitar players worldwide and also an enthusiastic pilot. His hangar is full of different aircraft. Fortune has brought together two extraordinary people.
In first place in the Women's World Championship, what a great job, Germany.
The Golden Girls from Germany have done it again. Corinna Schwiegershausen is world champion for the third time in her life. The German women's team collect their gold medals for the sixth time in a row. In an exciting final, they managed to beat the Americans on their home territory.